Hey everybody, and welcome to episode number 123 of the Backlog Podcast. I am Kevin, and with me today, as always, is JD Insomniac, Jim, and with us today as well is the Don, Buddy Thompson of MMA Marks. How we doing, everybody?
I'm doing good. Doing good. How are you doing today?
Good. I'm a little tired. I'm a little, worse for wear and tear. I don't know the right way to put it, but Buddy, maybe you can explain it a little bit better.
Yeah, I feel all over my body. I'm sore. We went fucking crazy. We knew we were getting on TV yesterday, and we just knew we were, and that's what made us act like crazy maniacs. You know what I mean?
We were legit. We basically did a workout yesterday, sitting down. And
hooting and hollering.
So for those of you who don't know, we went to AEW. It was the final show in Jacksonville. AEW's All Elite Wrestling, and Buddy and I have been going. We went to the last five shows. They're going on tour, and so, you know, life's getting back to normal around the world, and AEW is going out to Miami and New York, and they'll be back in Jacksonville in August, I guess. But they're going to spend a couple weeks elsewhere, and they're going to Chicago in September. So they got a long, long tour ahead of them. A lot of getting back to seeing the world and getting those fans out there. But I'll tell you what, we've been to a bunch of shows, and there were some shows where the fans weren't very wild. You know, we showed up late last week to the show. We talked about that, I think, on Buddy's stream, if not this one, I can't remember. But this week we got there nice and early, and from the get-go we were solid. And I'll tell you, Buddy turned to me at one point. He held his hand out like this, and he just went,
"Oh yeah."
And I knew. He said, "You have the crowd. We have the crowd in the palm of our hands." And we did. There was, you know, the place got a little rowdy, but sometimes, you know, you gotta lead the way. And Buddy got himself a few chants going last night. It's fun to start something that over 1,000 people start doing. You know, I like to do stupid shit just to see if it's me, because you always hear the same thing. This guy sucks. This guy sucks. Or, you know, pretty simple clap. I like to come in with an odd clap, you know, clap, 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 clap. If the crowd does it and the whole crowd's doing it, you know, you're getting people to do something outside the norm, and it's just a lot of fun. Buddy and I sat dead center of the main camera, and you couldn't miss us, except for the fact that a guy with a neon yellow shirt sat in front of us. But it makes it easy to know exactly where we're at. We had a funny moment where Colt Cabana, for those of you who have watched the show, you know who that is, the heavyweight champion of AEW, Kenny Omega, he comes out, and he's basically saying, "Listen, there's no one left. There's no one left for me to fight, so I'm going to take some time off." And there's this big feud that they've been building up on, and it's Kenny Omega versus Adam Page. They used to be a tag team. They broke up. And so they've been building up for this for a long time, that they would actually wrestle. And on Babyface and the Heel, Jimmy T always said that Kenny Omega was going to turn heel, Kenny Omega was going to win the championship, and then Adam Page is going to win the belt from Kenny Omega. I saw it coming a year ago. And so that has played out. And so at this moment, Kenny Omega's basically saying there's no one left, and then this team called the Dark Order comes out, and they were representing Adam Page. They were coming out on his behalf, basically, right? And they were saying, "You can't, there's still somebody left," and the whole entire crowd knew exactly who they were talking about. But at that moment, I got the entire stadium to chant Colt Cabana, as if Colt was the one that was... And so it kind of threw everyone for a loop, and it actually got to the point where after the show, I messaged Colt and was like, "Man, that was a lot of fun tonight." And he replied, and he's like, that was awesome. I said the whole crowd was on your side. And he was like, yeah, it was loud. Tony Khan even came over and said they really like you. Now, Tony Khan is one of the richest people in the entire fucking world and the owner of the business. And so, you know, I mean, he deserves it. He's a good dude. He's a great streamer. He's a funny guy. He doesn't get a lot of front time position. I don't think that this will change much, but hey, anything
does
in the
he
ear of the owner.
Consistently?
Every day. Well, at least like 4 or 5 times a week, yeah.
Oh, cool. Wow.
So, and today he was streaming and he's like, I jumped in there because I was wearing a Korn shirt. And Chris Jericho talked about me. Now, we're not going to get too deep. Last night, Buddy and I got into some deep conversation about manifesting your fucking destiny. But I told Buddy, Buddy actually brought this up. Buddy, tell him what you were telling me about the Jericho
will
thing.
Will that shit happen?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we were talking. What did I say? You were saying the other day, just last, not last night, the night before, before we went to the event, he was saying, I think Chris Jericho watches me. I think he really, he pays attention to me, bro. Cause like you were talking about with the fedora and then he wore a fedora and you were just saying that you're like, man, Chris Jericho really, I think he secretly is like a fan of mine. Then last night at the wrestling event, Chris Jericho was like, hey, the Korn shirt guy really likes it. And, you know, he had his big Korn shirt on. It was awesome. Jericho's the one that actually put like it in the commentary, you know, along with Jim Ross and them.
But I've been having people reach out all day saying, hey, you're all over AEW last night. And then in Colt's chat, Colt was like, hey, everybody. Backlog's here. He's the guy in the Korn shirt. And see, people thought when Jericho said Korn shirt that they meant the band. And so they're looking for a guy in a Korn shirt, which makes people look extra hard. And then when they see me in the Korn shirt, you probably can't get it out of your head. And so,
ears are Korn.
Yeah. And so, it's just the start. It's a trickle. But, you know, we got deep last night, man. And GD, I'm telling you, I figured out the meaning of life.
You got it?
Yes, in its most simple term. Because everyone thinks the meaning of life has to be some profound thing. The meaning of life is to exist, and that is it. What you do with your life or what you're capable of doing with your life is up to you. That's the fun part. But the meaning of it...
But why, though?
Well, that's not the question. The question is, what is? Now, if the question is, why do you exist? Science, right? Things come together. And that's a little bit deeper. But the meaning of life is to exist. I figured it out. Now, if you exist, that's just like a computer, right? Zeros and ones. A zero, you don't exist. A one, you do exist. And a virus is something that can duplicate. Over and over and over again, right? It can manifest. It can basically, splits and duplicates and multiplies and blah blah blah. It's just creating a lot more ones instead of zeros in a way. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so, if you want to be something that exists everywhere, you got to put in the fucking effort. And you know, last night, Buddy and I put in the fucking effort. We existed. In a lot of people's homes last night. A lot of people did not know who Korn Man was. And now a few people know who Korn Man is. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You got to be prepared for when opportunity strikes. You got to be prepared to fucking jump all over that shit.
What? Oh, that's all right. Yeah, I didn't hear you. Yeah, you got to be prepared. And that's the other thing, right? So obviously we were trying to be seen last night. And so we were doing everything we fucking could. And it was so hot. I mean, this section that we sat in, the seats are little tiny, like folding chairs, right? It's just a pop-up section. And every chair is touching each other. So you got, I'm wide and Buddy's wide. Guy next to Buddy, you know, it's just like it was fucking crazy. We were packed in like sardines. so disgustingly dripping wet with sweat by the end. I mean, every ounce of my clothes, it was like I jumped in the pool, but every single person was like that. And it was exciting, but I mean, at the end, my head was throbbing. It was tiring. We were exhausted. And so we just had so much fun. We came home and I was like, my blood pressure was through the roof. I was like, man, I need to get in the hot tub and cool down and relax. So I said, bud, you want to get in the hot tub? He said, sure. We get in the hot tub and we're just sitting there chilling out. Fucking, man, like letting the blood pressure come down. Now, it's kind of silly because when you get in a hot tub after being hot, doesn't seem to make sense. But once you're rehydrated, it's fine. So we guzzled some water. Then you get in the hot tub and then the soothingness of the hot tub kicked in. And I said, why don't you go live right now? He said, what? He pulls out his phone, sets it up on the table, and we just go live in the hot tub section last night. And we got up to, 20 or 30 people watching us in a matter of 15 minutes. And
yeah, plenty of people that weren't there for the right reason, but that's what we expected.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, we had a lot of people coming in immediately, just immediately doing everything they can to get banned. And
I bet.
We were trying to talk them out of it. Actually, a couple people we talked out of continuing to act like fools. But then my wife, who's the bedroom's right behind the hot tub, she comes out and she's like, "What are you doing?" So she kicked us out. So she was all pissed off. But we had fun. It's fucking silly, right? People come in, "Oh, look at you, fat fucks!" And you know, it's like, you're not gonna hurt us. You can't. It doesn't even hurt. We know what we know where we're at. And we know where we're going. And so
I think anyone fucking cares what some fucking idiot says.
Well, that's the thing, right? It's like you can only be offended if you choose to be. I'm not offended. I don't even care what you think. I honestly, truly don't care what you think. I know my faults, and if there's extra ones and you bring one up, maybe I can look into it. But Buddy and I are fucking kicking ass when it comes to going to the gym. I say that on a day we skip the gym, but we're listening to ourselves. And this week was a good one. We hit our arms good. I'm still sore on my back. My legs are still, you know, recovery, even though we haven't really hit them much. Tomorrow we got a personal training session with the one and only Antonio, and he's gonna fuck our arms up. And so, but I mean. How you feeling with all this working out?
I feel good. Overall, I would say that, you know, I can't complain. I'm sore, but at the same time, I know that I'm doing everything and feeling better and getting in better shape and everything else, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Jim, so you're in this contest with us. I will admit, I personally am not losing weight. I have gained weight. Not letting it discourage me too much because at the end of the day, the weight will come off if I do the right things. Right now, I'm only focusing on building the muscle, the core muscles, mm-hmm. and that kind of shit. What are you doing, and are you seeing any results?
I mean, I'm down a few. I think I was started at 192, I think, on my scale, because I had a physical today, actually, because we got getting life insurance and shit, right?
The thumb up the butt, the full
no. Oil just like a fucking whatever, you know, urine test, blood pressure, like took some blood, all that.
Got a semen sample.
They take your height and weight too. So now either her scale is fucked up or my scale is fucked up. I would like to think mine's fucked up because I weighed myself this morning before she came and mine said 186, but hers said 178. So I was like,
oh, go with that. Cool.
Yeah,
that's the like, one.
Mine
the official.
Has to be broken. Hers is official. They're that's documented.
Dude, that's great. That's great. And so, yeah,
so if that's true, I'm pretty happy about that. But I mean, I'm just. I don't go to the gym really. I just try to, you know, watch what I'm eating more. I don't eat a little bit. I try to eat a little bit less during the day than I normally would. And I just have a little yoga mat. I don't have, you know, access to like a gym or anything really. I don't have time. So I just have like little dumbbell thingies. I do some stuff with some curls. I do some sit-ups, some push-ups, and that's about it. I do some jumping jacks and just try and get heart rate going and do some core stuff. And that's nice. All I really been doing. I mean, and that's lost a couple pounds, so I'm
you just got to move.
That.
Sounds like you lost almost 15 based off your doctor. Shit.
Well, you got to take the fucked up scale into account. So who knows what it, you know? It probably was 6 to 8 pounds, I would say. Since we
you might have had a really good drive. You know, maybe during the drive you just dropped a bunch of weight. Mm-hmm. Check your feet.
It was those hot days. I was sweating. You know.
Check your feet. Did you lose a foot? Foot's probably what 6-7 pounds.
Yeah. No, I got them.
Cool. And so you've got Julie's involved, and then you've got a couple of friends involved, and everyone in your team is losing some pounds. So that's good to see. We got Philip out there. We got a bunch of people out there that are trying to take the leap. And I'll tell you, just doing it, even though it's uncomfortable and it's not that fun sometimes. I mean, Buddy and I are actually having fun. When we start getting it at the gym, I mean,
I keep forgetting to post my new weight, though. I do keep forgetting that.
Yeah. Buddy dropped down to below 280. He's now in the 270s.
No, I'm not below 280. I'm 287 or 288.
I thought you were You're right. Below 290. I'm sorry. It was like 286.9, and then it went up to 287.
Y'all, so, you guys like up with this cool scale she's got.
Yeah, please send it. We'll all step on it.
Knocks 10 pounds right off.
But usually, you know, we're at the gym, we're hitting it pretty hard, we're getting it. Our personal trainer's starting to increase the shit that we're doing, and it's hurting more. Simple things, guys. I mean, like, he's teaching us stuff that we can do at the house, really, like a weighted, there's Grampy back coming through, like a weighted ball, right? 5 to 10 pounds is all you really need. And you're just doing leaning against the wall and pushing yourself off and holding your, like, just, man, just doing that motion. My arms right here, I can tell. You do 30 or 40 of those and you're fucking just basically half push-ups. Just pushing yourself off the wall, but keeping your arms out with the ball in your hand. That's not a hard exercise to do. You could do it with a regular basketball. Do 60 of them instead of 40 or 30 with a weighted ball. Point is, just like you're saying, Jim, just doing some yoga, just getting up, moving around, some jumping jacks, literally just some light jogging is more than nothing, and it will do something. It will do something. Unless you add extra food and extra calories to it. Now, for Father's Day, my wife got me a whole bucket of chocolate and candy and, like, chocolate and candy.
You definitely said cock.
I didn't, but Buddy's got a lot of cock on his mind. Well, he moved to my house, and you know, you just can't help yourself.
It's cock everywhere here.
VE all day.
Sucker for ice cream, man. That's my like kryptonite.
Yeah,
I ate a fucking little thing of fucking Haagen-Dazs, the whole thing in one sitting the other night because it's so good. It's just too fucking good.
But like it's Haagen-Dazs, man. All of it. It goes down good. But I wanted to talk. So your Movember stuff that you've been doing, I firmly believe that if you can convince yourself to truly tackle this shit, whatever plagues you, just get healthier, eat a little bit better. It helps with all the mental health, but you have to battle the mental health to get there. It's a fucking tough one. And, you know, there's no answers per se, but I can tell you that how many times, bud, have I gone to the gym angry? Like several times I go to the gym just in a bad, foul mood. I don't even know what it is, whether it's slept bad, my neck hurts or whatever. And, you know, Buddy might say something or whatever, snap me out of it. And by the end of it, I'm ready to go. I feel good. Like mentally. Feel good after working out, after hurting myself. It's such a weird, you know, it's a weird process, but to think about, you're releasing endorphins, you're doing something that your body knows is good for you, and so your body rewards you with some happiness, I guess. I mean, it's not always that way,
but if you can break out of that cycle and you know, get yourself to do something. Once you start doing it, does you do feel better. Your mind feels better. And not only that sort of activity, but just even clutter. Like I cleaned my car the other day and just mentally I felt better too, because it was a mess. I cleaned the inside, I cleaned the outside, you know. Yep. I just got myself to do that, and I felt just a little clarity after that. So that, you know, even shit like that helps, you know. But yeah, with the charity, we did like, I don't know, 9-10 days we were raising a special thing for Father's Day, and we fucking crushed it. We were trying to hit 250, we hit 360. And because everyone's fucking so awesome, you know, everyone was helping out between donations and retweets.
He had so many viewers last night that Comcast had to pull the plug on him. They said no.
So I was so fucking angry. I was like,
we actually hesitated to send our viewers to you because we knew what you were doing and we knew what we were doing. And, actually, I forget who it was. It was one of the viewers in Buddy's channel was actually thinking, like, are you sure you want to send all these fucking twats over to GD's stream? Like, he's trying to do something wholesome. And we had like a lot of people from the hot tub stream in there literally saying like the N-word and stuff. And we were had to ban a bunch of people. It was just weird.
You get the worst people to come in sometimes when you put yourself out there on the ones with like the hot tubs and stuff.
Oh, it's the dregs of humanity.
But the thing is some of the people were cool.
Like, yeah. I actually enjoyed it, and we found, actually we got a new, we buddy, tell them about the new girl that found you.
Oh God. So we're talking and we're saying, like, you know, so, we keep seeing
Grampy,
somebody saying
Grampy's
going to
like this. Grampy's going to like this.
Yeah. It keeps saying they love this. And I'm like, and we're trying to read the name. I can't really read that well. It's a little farther away. And it's like Cambria Curves. And we're like, are you a guy or a girl? She's like, I'm a girl. And then I go back after the whole thing's said and done. Like, I already ended stream. I look at the follows. She followed. I was like, let me see what this person, if this person is really a girl or not. Because they said they were. They have like a pretty good amount of following. I think it was like a little bit under 3,000 followers on Twitch. And I'm reading the bio, and it's like, I'm a blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl. And then in all caps, it goes, with massive 68 double J's or so. It just felt like a Power Thirst commercial about her fucking huge tits.
But then
we investigated, and in fact, she has some huge ass titties.
work what you got, man.
She wasn't lying about a single J. She wasn't lying about a single J. The trap god. Grampy, did you watch some AEW last night? Because if you did, you saw us all night long, even if you didn't know it. Yeah, there it is, Cambria Curves. Go check out the massive 68 double J's. But see, with that, oh yeah, Grampy, we had Jimmy Thompson and Buddy the Don Thompson. We literally sat dead center of the back, like right behind the ring, three rows back. And they started the fucking show, zoomed in on my face going, with Jimmy Thompson teeth. We got so many chants going. We're going to be on the, there you go. You should, yeah, catch up, watch last night's episode. You're going to laugh your ass off. We were silly as
well,
fuck.
Well, do you have any clips? Maybe we can share them on here.
Yeah, I could pull up a couple here.
Yeah, either clips or just like quick screenshots or something. I think they're cool, man. I know that these people probably like, oh, look, it's YouTube, motherfuckers.
Here, hold on. Let me you guys talk for a moment while I set something up.
So, yeah, I don't even know. Hot tub stream is not even that bad of a deal. You just get to chill.
Sounds like
chill.
You guys made out pretty well with it, so that's cool.
Can you not say we made out?
No, I'm gonna say it. That's what we did in the hot tub.
what they wanted
That's
us
why you
to.
got those viewers.
And I was willing to. But Buddy said no.
Anything can happen in the hot tub.
I want you to know that Kevin goes so hard on trying to promote people, he literally screams out MMA Marks podcast as a wrestler runs by. You know what I mean? Like, this is how hard he goes for trying to promote, like, other people.
Who was I saying that to? I forget.
I have no idea. Just some bums running, dude. But they were pro wrestlers. They, like, ran out the ring or something.
Well, that was before, but then last night I was doing it again.
Oh, to another podcast.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I was doing it for the other podcast. I was hooking up the guys behind us that said that they had a podcast. It was called That Was Three Podcast. We haven't heard it yet. We have no idea if it's good or not. But they're from Jacksonville. They just started up. They're about eight episodes in. And I told them, cool.
I got three.
Was it three? Yeah, the guy got my number, and he sent me the link to his podcast. I'm going to listen to it. And I told him, hey, you know, I'm not a perfect expert or anything like that, but I've done 100 episodes, so if you have any questions, let us know. And just trying to grow the network. Buddy has a different feeling. Buddy's like, prove yourself before I fucking even listen, you know? And I like that. We work well together because I'm like, open the door, and Buddy's like, who's coming in?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm at that point where I know what I can provide. What can you provide?
Yeah. No, that's too. You gotta have that filter, and that's what I love is that he keeps me honest.
Well, these guys are brand new. They, like I said, that's the thing I noticed is like they said that they just started. Everybody starts a podcast. It's until they prove themselves to stick with it. So everyone started, not everybody, but a lot of people have started podcasts before, you know, and a lot of people don't follow through it. Jim, you even started a podcast before and didn't follow through, right?
Yeah. Yep.
I'm not trying to talk shit, but I'm just saying, like, no, it just happens.
Yeah, yeah.
There's times where early on,
we recorded it and never put it out there. Yeah.
And early on in the MMA Marks podcast, we were kind of debating. It's easy. A lot of people can start one. It's easy to start it, but it's hard to keep going in a way. I don't know how to explain it. That's why I'm like, these guys are so new. I don't know if they're going to, you know, if they're going to stick to it. We can't even trust it, no matter how good they seem.
Consistency is hard, you know, especially when you got a lot of other shit going on in your life. And that's the thing. If you can make time for it every week and for months and years and whatever, then cool. But it's hard for a lot of people to do that.
Mm-hmm. All right, just give me one more second. I want to clean this up a little bit. I don't like having a messy system here.
Sorry if that seemed like a jab at you. It really wasn't. I just lots of people have done it.
No, it's true, because we recorded two episodes back, and it was with Snitsky back in the, but this was fucking probably 6 years ago now. And we had planned on doing more, and then I don't even remember what the hell happened, but we never ended up putting it out there, and then we just kind of stopped getting together.
Yeah, I mean, the reason why I'm so big on this is because early on when I first started doing the podcasting thing, I was really big on trying to network with other podcasters, especially newer ones like myself. And then I realized a couple months later, most of them were gone. It was like, the hell, man? Like, no one sticks with it. And like I said, me and Ricky have had our moments where we're like, is this what we want to do? Are we sure? And, you know, we always say, yeah, man, this is still fun for us. But, I mean, if we have our doubts, I'm sure there's other people that have even less, you know what I mean? Whatever.
Yeah,
dude, that's, well, I do this for fun because I enjoy bullshit and I enjoy taking some time out and hanging out and getting to talk about whatever. And just, this is fun for me. So that, you know, that's why I like do it. I expect to gain anything out of it. No, I'm here to have fun. I'm here to bullshit with my friends and, you know, talk to everybody. And that's why I'm here, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's definitely not for the money. You know, we don't sit here and we're not making bank or anything like that. It could be. I mean, eventually.
Made bank on that hot tub stream.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. These girls making the hot tub streams are making enough money to buy homes, you know, like quick. So, I mean, I would like that. I'd like to make that kind of money, but I'd rather, you know, there was a day, just to like kind of throw it out there, there was a day Jim and I were both mentally unprepared to do a podcast, but we both felt like we had to. And so we were talking before the podcast and we were having a good time talking and we just never went live. And we talked for 5 hours and it was so much better than doing the podcast. It was just
sometimes
so much better.
You just need that shit.
Yeah. And that happens, you know, I mean, but if this were something where we had to put a podcast out because we're getting paid to do so, it would be different. We wouldn't do that. But we're not getting paid. We're just doing this because this is kind of the content we like to make. All right. So I got a couple things to show. I don't know if this is going to be easy or not, if it'll translate. So I'm going to keep an eye over here. Let me close that. All right. So this is Jimmy Thompson. He is All Elite.
He's the guy you would easily see in the crowd with the corn shirt on. That's the one Chris Jericho literally said, the corn guy loves it. The guy in the corn shirt loves it. There's me. I was next to him.
And we got Buddy Thompson. And so here is Sammy Guevara posted this picture during his matchup. And you can't miss us. I'm the guy in the giant corn shirt, and Buddy's wearing the ketchup. Corn, beef, and hash right there.
That's awesome.
I wore my American flag fedora hat. Buddy's got his American flag cowboy hat. And, yeah, the girl in front of me was just sad all night. I don't know why. She just looked sad. But
he thought the person in front of me was a girl.
I did. That girl had foam in his hair for a long time. All right. And so here's a good, this is a good
That's awesome.
Explanation of what went down. So this is one of the matches here. Oh, you know what? Let me see if I can get some audio.
You went mute, bro.
Did I?
For sure. Oh. We don't hear you.
Okay. So this part was good.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see if I can get some browser audio here. Hold on. Did you hear it? I'll do it again, because that was awesome.
To the jaw. There's another one! There's another one. The champion's in trouble.
I'm going to pull this down. Well played by Pillman. Great. There it is right there, folks. Superstardom. Superstardom and fame coming my way. I'm sitting next to Dexter, the murderer. I didn't even know it. I got the TNT champion behind me.
That's somehow a massive arm next to you.
There it is. There's Buddy. There's the Buddy, and then there's this guy down here. But look how cute Jimmy T looks. He's a good-looking man, but we're going to listen again. Listen to Chris Jericho's commentary here. Anyways, well, you can't hear it, Jim, but he says the guy with the corn shirt loves it. And so that goes back to what Buddy was saying about manifesting. As silly as it is, and it's not a big fucking deal, but it is funny that I was saying the other day that I bet Jericho watches me in a semi-joking way, and then he literally was watching me within a few days. Mm-hmm. Literally did.
You will
literally
shit to happen, man.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it a big deal? Is he going to remember it? I don't know, but I've sent him about 15 posts on Instagram forwarding pictures of me and stuff where it says the corn guy loves it.
I tagged him in my picture right before we went in there. I posted a picture on Instagram and tagged Chris Jericho.
But like all night long, you could see us in there and they kept zooming in because the way that they do the camera, the big arm camera, it zooms in on the center of the crowd and pulls away. And we're literally the center of the crowd. But shout out to AEW and the fans of AEW. They did an awesome job through the pandemic. And as silly as it is, you know, what's a big deal about pro wrestling? They kept people happy during a time when a lot of people didn't know what the fuck was going on. And last night, you know, they kind of did a little send off at the end. They brought a, you know, it was Cody Rhodes' birthday, so they brought a cake out and hit one of the bad guys in the face with a cake. And Colt Cabana stacked the cake on the guy's dick really high, you know, his crotch, I guess, for all you offended people out there. But through all of that, I'm fucking exhausted. I'm exhausted from cheering and working out and trying to eat a little bit better. But then my wife made some really good, what was it?
Beans.
Beans, what the fuck? It was beans and sweet cornbread casserole. Nice.
No, I was good as shit. I ate some. I hope there's more because I'm ready to eat all
of it. Yeah, I'm telling you. It's so good. I like it. Then Buddy says, put some hot sauce on it. So I did, and now I have heartburn.
That's what you get. Live by the sword, die by the sword, bro.
That's what we do. But anyways, games, video games. That's what this podcast is about, right? It isn't. It's about anything we would fucking want it to be about. But let's talk about games.
Before you go on, I want to talk about how we made Grampy back home today. That sounds terrible.
You did.
No, you brought Grammy back up yesterday. I'm eating a burger, and I'm like, yo, there's so much fucking mayo in this burger, bro. And he goes, don't tell Grampy back about it.
Yep. He had a lot of mayo yesterday, Grampy. So much mayo. It was dripping out. He's like, and then
that's
later on.
Fucking disgusting.
I love mayo. So then later on,
it was pretty bad with the mayo. It was a little overdone. Like, I don't understand what the hell they did to us.
No, fuck that. That's
Hardee's for you. But then when we were sweating so bad at the show. I mean, we were sweating literally every ounce. We were dehydrated, no doubt.
Eating mayonnaise and sweating. That sounds fucking.
Buddy says about 2 hours after, you know, after we'd eaten and we're just sitting there in the crowd sweating. He's like, man, my sweat feels so weird. It's like that burger juice is just seeping out of my face. That's legit, like the oil from the fucking.
I was saying, I felt greasy from the. I was like, I feel the grease coming out of my pores.
Yeah, it's so funny. Insanely hot by with down where you guys are.
The problem is the seating. It's the Pennsylvania. The stage seating. You're like, literally, if you're a fat guy like me. You have to like be on top of the person next to you.
Yeah,
it doesn't
was crazy.
Make sense. It's like very very tight seating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think I'll buy seats there again if we go. But Grampy back, you know, I don't really have too many black cards in my deck to play, but I need to learn. I need to learn to play them. I need to learn when to hold them. I gotta know when to hold them. And Death Punch, let's see. You never know backlog. You could become a known character in the AEW sphere. Well, I was telling Buddy that last night, and I was telling Buddy that last week, that if they called us out into the middle of that ring, I'd go out there and take a bump. And Buddy told me, you don't know how to take a bump. We got into it.
And we started talking about bumps.
We talked about this last week. Yeah, and Jim.
We talked about this last week.
We make Jim uncomfortable. But I know how to take a bump. And so I told Colt Cabana today in his chat that I really need to have fucking Virgil in that ring so I can drop him this WVF belt. But we're going to manifest it. It's going to happen. I mean, I have Virgil replying to me on my fucking posts on Instagram like at least twice a week now. It's really fucking weird to have that. Mm. I can't explain it. It's awkward. And I know it's not really Virgil, but... it's the guy who runs that guy's account, you know, and I was like fucking 13 years old. My brother and I were like, what are we going to call our wrestling federation? And we had a wrestling magazine and it had Virgil on the front of it for some reason. And we thought it was fucking hilarious. And I'm pretty sure he's the one who cut Virgil's face out of it and put it on. He just like super glued it to a weight belt. He drew like a gold circle and put Virgil's face in the middle. And he's like, we're the World Virgil Federation. And it was fucking hilarious to us when we were like 13 and 14, because Virgil was the biggest jobber. He was like the most well-known jobber. And they always used him to come out and lose, is what a jobber is. You do your job. But he was still like there in the main events and stuff, but he was just a jobber. That was his whole gimmick. And so it just, now you can go to his Instagram and he just sits there talking about fuck money. And he's this old man, old black guy, just going, fuck money, fuck money, fuck money. And he says he loves TGI Fridays. And so he's got a really weird Instagram, and it just, it fully encapsulates that we chose the right person for that belt. And now he's a fucking crazy guy who's clicking like on my shit. So, you know, I mean, fuck. It's weird. But yeah, that's wrestling for you. Wrestle 1, 2, 3. You got some RAM. So, buddy, tell us how you're feeling about this UFC 4.
I'm starting to get to the point where it's like not exactly as fun as it used to be. You know, I'm losing my passion for it, to be honest. But something I was thinking about, I know I still like playing it. I still like, I'm addicted to it, basically. But there's an AEW game coming out, right? Now, imagine if they have a thing where you can download characters like you can on WWE Network 1. We can make fucking Corn Guy viral that way as well. It's about viral, about getting all the fucking spots, man. Imagine, we're going to be saying the number one downloaded fucking creative fighter for fucking AEW. We should just make him in fucking WWE as well, just in case.
Yep.
And people are going to be like, oh my God, it's fucking Corn Guy from AEW.
Do it. That's a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Jimmy Thompson would want, is honestly to be known by Corn, because that's what he's sponsored by, and he would imagine that would make him a lot of money just to be called this the Corn
how,
Guy.
Dude, this is in the fucking movie. This is literally how he gets sponsored by Corn.
Yeah.
What if you get sponsored by somebody that makes corn? Like, you get contacted.
Del Monte Corn.
Like, legit, in real life right now, what if, like, a corn company is trying to find out who you are?
I'm down. Corn, come to me.
We got a corn chant going, bro.
We did. We were so rowdy that the crowd luckily was behind us. And they were, oh yeah, Korn the band could do my entrance music while I wear a corn shirt. And they have to roll out the corn carpet, which is just corn kernels on a carpet. But yeah, the crowd, I started chanting corn, 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 and the crowd would start chanting with us. It was fucking crazy. Oh, I don't know. I love that shit.
If we literally reach out and somehow get that worked out, we literally have them do a fucking remix or whatever the fuck it's called, cover of fucking Sweet Home Alabama.
Which would make Korn. Yes. Yes.
Sweet Home Alabama by fucking Korn, dude.
Well, you know why this is going to happen? Like, this is how things work, guys. The world is a smaller place than you imagine. Now.
Because I just made it.
My first character in WVF, the wrestling federation that I had when I was a kid, was called Vukschlock, the German Leprechaun. And his theme music was Chutes and Ladders by Korn. I don't know why. I was a fucking child, and that was funny to me. But if Korn were to sing Jimmy Thompson's theme music, that would be a full circle type of situation. I'm all about that. Let's make it happen. Whoever knows Korn out there, tweet at him. Let him know.
Jonathan Daniels, or what's his name? Jonathan Davis.
There it is, Death Punch with the Korn.
I like that idea, Grampy.
Yes, that'd be awesome, having it pop up and down. The what was I going to say? Fuck, I'm losing it. Don't forget it. What else happened that was fucking crazy? Well, how did you get that corn emote?
That's on the phone.
Ah, I got the corn emote tote, too.
Nice.
Oh.
Toe, it sounded like from bottom out.
So, Jim, you jumped back into Bloodborne.
I did a bit.
Does that bring your anxiety up or down?
Both. Both, because I really enjoy it. It's my favorite game, but it's very hard.
Yeah.
It's very difficult. So I like to get angry. I must enjoy getting angry because I'm addicted to it.
Well, so you know, when I watch you play that game, it's like it's literally like clockwork, you know, and when something that normally wouldn't affect you does, it's like, you know, you're not, that's when you get frustrated, is when you're when you get stopped by something that shouldn't stop.
When fucking bullshit happens. When fucking bullshit happens, that's when I get pissed.
Exactly. It's funny because, like, when it's a real challenge, generally speaking, you don't get overly frustrated. You get into it. Like, how am I going to do this? You know? So it's fun to see.
Something that never fucking happens. Like, if something comes out of nowhere that never fucking ever happens and gives me a hit, I'm like, well, that's infuriating.
Yeah. That game's crazy. But I was saying to Jim that I've been learning some Unreal Engine stuff. And I don't know if Bloodborne was made in Unity or Unreal or what engine.
I'm not sure.
But a lot of the assets that I'm seeing inside the game, I'm like, I feel like I could at least remake the level in my own way, in my own look and feel, the patterns, the paths, the context. And I think that would be really cool to make an entrance to the asylum be his favorite fucking game, like to be able to walk through the level to get to his asylum, yeah. You know,
because crafty in asylum, fuck yeah.
Yeah. And Grampy, I don't know if you've ever really dabbled or looked into this stuff, but I was talking to Silvicious, who does a lot of crazy visuals and stuff. And I know you do a lot of work in this area. I encourage everybody to take a look at Unreal Engine or Unity. All I know is I looked into Unreal Engine. I downloaded it for free. They have a new 5.0 early access, which is practically complete. And it's free. And inside the engine is free stuff to use to make games. And on YouTube, there are free tutorials that will get you deep enough to make amazing shit without any cost. And you know, I guess the cost is time and creativity, but I started really getting into it. And so now I'm taking a course. It's like a 15 to 20 hour course. And, I'm going to start making some stuff for all the things that we are going to be doing around here. I've been talking about this for a long time, but I actually, you know, I have gone and made some stuff. Like the Sportatorium or whatever, where I spent a lot of time, but I'm bringing all those assets into the Unreal world, or I'm getting new assets to recreate stuff, because the difference between what I was doing in After Effects, which still is amazing, has amazing power. In Unreal Engine, it's a playable fucking game at the end, and it's seamless and really powerful, really, really powerful. So I recommend... and if you have any questions, hit me up in the DMs and I'll get you the link to the tutorial I used. 5-hour tutorial sounds like a lot, but I'm telling you, people are making millions of dollars off of video games. You know, we're spending time doing it. So I really do believe that we can make at least parts of the movie that I want to make inside the Unreal Engine. I feel like once I'm done this tutorial, I'll be fully capable of doing that. I already feel like 60% capable right now, but I want to go through and learn everything I need to. So it's perfect. And, you're going to see some really cool shit. But in the meantime, one of the reasons I wanted to have Buddy on the podcast today was because the three of us have been talking about an idea, the Gong Show. You kind of heard about it last week.
Hell yeah.
And Buddy's getting me to grow the itch of stepping up and moving forward with these ideas. You know, he's like, when are you going to fucking do this? Because I'm like, well, once I'm done this and once I'm done that, he's like, let's just fucking do it. And so we've come up with an idea. Now we just have to make it happen. We have to put it in front of the audience. and it's kind of like a gong show, and the three of us, maybe we'll have some guests, we'll have a panel, but it's going to be about, if you don't know what the gong show is, it was a show that had like crazy talent, stupid talent, silly talent, and a person with a gong. Bong. And if you sucked, they'd gong you and you'd have to get off the stage. Very similar to X Factor. You go up, and if all three people X you, you have to get off the stage. We want to do that with streamers. And so when we do the show, we will probably choose different categories, preferably live streamers, at random or predetermined. Like, let's look at the hot tub streamers, and we're only going to listen, right? You only get to hear it, and we have to fuck with it or not. And so two out of three of us are going to have to fuck with it in order for you to see it. If we don't fuck with it, we move on to the next one. But it's going to cost us to fuck with it. We'll have to do some trial runs, because we're going to have to like see how many fucks we have to give to make it a fair, lengthy episode. And we're going to give the crowd an option to be able to fuck with it as well. So we're going to have crowd interaction, crowd submissions, you know, things like that. And hopefully have some laughs at other people's expenses, right? At our own expenses. But also hopefully help people get seen. Maybe there's some fucking good streamers out there that are in the mid card. We'll pull up, doesn't have to be the top streamers. It can be, you know, I can go down the list and grab some streamers from the middle. People streaming a game that hasn't been going, you know, is this any good? And people watching our show might understand, like, what I want to do is be critical to a point, right? Like, we're not going to know these people, so we'll be able to say, like, why don't we fuck with it? Well, the audio is bad, or the video is bad, or whatever. There'll be different styles to how we look at it, but if we don't fuck with it, they ain't getting fucked with, you know what I'm saying? But if we all fuck with it, then we put their link in the chat, and we let everyone know. Go over there, get them a follow or whatever, let them know what's up. Mini fake raid type of thing.
Yeah, go tell them in the chat that you fuck with it.
Yeah, we fuck with this.
Something like that.
Maybe we'll gift them a sub if they're really good or something like that. But yeah, we're gonna get that going real soon, like sooner rather than later. So Jim, we're gonna have to be talking about like when do we want to air our first episode? Get some, you know, get a category that we're gonna use. And do a dry run or two. We'll do it, you know, as at the same time, I'm going to be working on making a good set for it. I'd love to be able to have like each of us be able to have a button that you can hit that triggers a fucking effect.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like the gong show or whatever. But yeah, I think, that's one of the shows that we're really going to do. And I think it's going to make sense.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited. I think it's going to be awesome.
Yep. They have a decent sale going on Stadia right now. A couple of games. Jim's been playing the Stadia. He's starting to dig it. And so,
oh, for sure.
You know, one of the things with Stadia is, like we were talking about last week and the week before, is that it's focused on trying to bring in other studios now, right? So you got Ubisoft is working heavily with a lot of these streaming platforms, and they're trying to say, hey, get the Ubisoft Connect package or EA Plus package or whatever, right? And a service like Stadia, I think, is the right path for that kind of stuff. I mean, also on the console, those services are great, in my opinion, because I was looking and I'm like, man, the deals are pretty good right now. They have some good sales. One of them is Phoenix Rising, right? This game, Immortals Phoenix Rising, which I played the demo, the beta, only like 5 or 10 minutes of it. It's a pretty looking game. It had some fun. It's almost like I want to say like an Assassin's Creed meets Link, the newest Zelda, you know, on the Switch. You know, it's like an exploratory Assassin's Creed, but, and it's got a lot of fun to it. $15 right now for Stadia Pro members. You buy that game for $15. It's in your fucking bucket forever. It's a $60 game. It just came out a couple months ago. Madden 21, $12. FIFA 21, $15. But Immortals is part of the Ubisoft Plus package. Same with FIFA and Madden. They're part of the EA Plus package. Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order is part of the EA Plus package. Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six is part of the Ubisoft package, and that's going for $15. So they're giving you decent deals on these games. But if you just paid $15 a month for the Ubisoft package, you would own all of those games at the same time. And so I don't know what's a better deal, you know, to wait for the sales or to, you know, but I was saying last week, when I'm ready to play any Ubisoft game, I'm just going to get the Ubisoft Plus package and make Ubisoft games my consecutive series. And then you got Mortal Kombat, which I think it's $15 for the complete ultimate bundle. Mortal Kombat 11 on Stadia. So even if you own it elsewhere and you really like that game, you could buy the whole fucking thing for $15 right now, and you could play it on your phone. You could play it on your TV. You could play it everywhere. And so I say, fuck it. Go for it.
No. Yeah, it's totally a cool thing to be able to just go from room to room, bring it wherever you want, and be able to play.
Not right this second, okay?
Yeah. The only problem I had with it when I played it before is I was playing with like on a laptop, and it felt a lot of lag.
You just need a as long as you have a solid connection, it's good. If your connection's kind of shitty, that's my big drawback with it is that if you don't got that awesome connection or a solid connection, it's gonna be choppy.
What is that? Yeah, like I would bring it to like where I would work, I was like, man, I could just play it, but it's really not that good to play unless you have direct connect. I mean, it is getting better.
And then Jim, there's a game called Judgment, which it's on sale for $10. People were saying it's a really good game. I definitely don't have it looks like a Yakuza type game. It's like Grand Theft Auto but in Japan.
Kinda. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it kind of looks neat.
I just started playing that Hotline. I didn't play the first one, but I started playing Hotline Miami 2.
Not right now. I'm in the middle of a podcast, dude. That
shit's awesome.
I've already told you no. That's why.
Hell yeah, cats are awesome. Kitty kitties.
Oh, man. So my kids are asking for this and that. We got the dogs asking for this or that.
No, I was playing that Hotline Miami.
Buddy asking for this or that?
Yeah. How do you playing two or one?
Two. I didn't play the first one, but I just started right with that second one. And I played a couple levels. It's fun. I like it a lot.
It's like a top-down. It's like GTA 1, right?
Yeah, and it's like very fast-paced. And yeah, like one hit and you're dead, pretty much.
But you... But you come right back, right? Like you die and you're immediately back. And
that's why I like it, because it's just so quick. You could run in, get blasted, you're back starting again, kill a bunch of people. Oh, someone else got you, start over, you know.
Actually,
I figure out the level and clear it.
I wonder if Grampy Back has played that. That's the type of game I could imagine Grampy Back playing on his stream is Hotline Miami.
I think
I'm
going to stream that soon.
You should.
I don't know what the viewership doesn't look great for it, but I don't even care. It's just fun. This is a fun game to play.
That's awesome. I like that setup over there, buddy. Fighter 1 versus Fighter 2.
Yeah, and like, just to say something off of that, you're saying like the viewership. Like, I look at like something like Prominence Poker, and it's like they don't have a lot of people watching a lot of times. But then when I go on it, sometimes I get my numbers look better than the UFC stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like sometimes shit just works better for you
mm-hmm.
than other people.
Never,
you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, because if you go to a Prominence Poker, you might not see that many people. Just like when some people fucking randomly play fucking UFC, mm-hmm. they got thousands of viewers. You know what I mean?
Right. Right, just from their normal community that are, and they just decided to play UFC that day.
Yeah, I was talking to a buddy about that yesterday. I was saying, you know, you got a core group of people in your chat already. They're your fucking boys, your homies, you know, and your curves, Cambria curves. And so, you know, they're at the point that, yeah, they're probably going to watch you play UFC, and maybe a bunch of them are there to only watch you play UFC. But the ones who come back every single day, they're there to watch you, and you can play whatever the fuck you want. So then now you tap into another category and you start feeling it out. Prominence poker. You got people go, who the fuck is this guy? Who the fuck is this? And then they come in and now they go, oh, this guy plays UFC 4. I don't fuck with that, but I fuck with this guy, you know? And so you start to spill out a little bit. The term variety streamer is often used. There are people who literally are variety. Like the only thing they do is play every type of game there is possible. But then there's people who stick to categories, fighting games, or just chatting, or hot tubs, or whatever. You know, it's going from like one game to another game doesn't make you a variety streamer. It makes you just a you're a streamer. And so don't be afraid to grow, you know, to try to grow your audience with that. And be hype, you know? Yeah, you must overcome and adapt. But see, Grampy, that's the thing too, right? Like when I'm in your chat, not only are there new people showing up all the time, but you got your old crew that was there when you were the fighting game guy, and you still give them fighting games. And you do the retro too, you know. You that's what you do. Buddy loves the UFC game. He might hate it too at the same time. But if it's a job, if it becomes a job, it's not as fun. But if you,
I gotta play more retro stuff.
Yeah. What y'all think of Buddy's mustache? This thing's growing in fucking tight. Look at that mustache.
He's gotta shave it for Movember and grow just the mustache. That's what I think. Can't hear him.
Can't hear you.
I don't want to shave that. I don't want to shave that. It's been growing. It's forever.
It'll come back.
This yeah, down here
always big, does. Bro. Always does.
I got a couple more months of this, and then I'll clean it up nice and good. But I'm going a year. I want to see what a year looks like. Not too many times in your life when you can go a year without shaving your face. Mm-hmm. And hopefully by the by September, I'll have started the shedding the weight. You know, right now, like I said earlier, I'm building the muscle up, but I want to see a change when I shave my face. I want to look and be like, wow, I look fucking good. Because right now I look in the mirror and I'm like, oh, I look fucking good. But I want to be wowed. So
you know, if I shave everything but my mustache, I just look like another bald asshole cop or something.
No, not with that mustache. Your mustache, he was complaining on the drive from Maryland to here, literally saying, I don't like my mustache growing out because I hate it. I hate the feeling. And the other day he's going, I wish I grew this mustache out sooner. His is growing. It's like, it's flourishing. My mustache is not. It's just like fucking stringy. I hate it. But it's staying for now.
The mustache is fucking awesome.
Who wants a mustache ride?
Beat on Carly Murphy's couch. Yeah, I remember that time.
That
made me think of.
So, buddy, what are you thinking about playing in the upcoming? Do you have any, aside from the AEW game and UFC 4, I know you don't want to fuck with that boxing game. Do you have any other games on the horizon that you want to tap into and try? Poker? You gonna keep playing some of that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna dabble into different things. I mean, poker's just fun for me. There was just some random shit, man. And a lot of times I like watching videos. We watch the fights.
Street beefs. Oh, tell them about Street Beefs.
I kind of want to start getting into the Halo and stuff, start playing that because I want to play that. I ain't played that forever, you know what I mean? Ooh, and
man,
so what I've been doing is taking people from the community, my community members, and putting them in the UFC game, like creating them. I don't make it look like them, but I make it rep them. Like, oh, this is your guy. You get to choose your fighting style, your height and weight, and that's it. Other than that, I do everything else. I just do custom shit where I'm just like, hey, I think you'll like this guy looking like this. I don't even let you tell me. But anyway, you got – so everybody fights, and then we do a open weight 16-man tournament. And then if you win, you might get a little prize, you know, depending on which one it is. Like, I gifted a sub to somebody when they won. And all it was AI versus AI. We're just watching the fights play out on the hardest difficulty against each other. And it's super fun, for real. And we bet on the fights on channel points. It's been real fun. That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't wait to start doing that with, like, the AEW game when it comes out. And I might start doing it with WWE, too, because, I mean, we got the WWE game as well here.
And did you forgot to tell him something important about the first
ever?
The
very first ever winner was Jimmy Thompson. And that was, and there's no like adding extra stats. It's they're all pre-made stats.
True story. Jimmy T coming through clutch. He was the third round warrior. Took the second round off as usual and then come in third round, knock him the fuck out. Doesn't even go for the decision. Grampy back had a good showing in one of his fights. He had that tiger head or bear head or whatever. But no, it's a lot of fun. Sitting in his chat, like everybody that was involved just stuck around and watched him. And like he said, betting the channel points, just something different, you know, and it was a lot of fun keeping that interaction. Oh, you're muted. You're muted.
Oh, I was hitting the wrong one. The next time, I mean, the next time we did it, we did Stand and Bang. And we do change it up a little bit here and there. I want to do something probably like that Monday for sure, because this Monday coming up is my birthday. I might get, you know, drink a little bit, have a good fucking birthday stream. We just watch a bunch of fucking fighter, like AI fighters fight and just talk and have a good time. I'll commentate. They love when I commentate when I'm drinking. So we'll do something like that, and it'll be lit.
That's awesome. The day after the Independence Day is the birth of our boy, the Don, Buddy T.
My mother had to leave the fireworks.
Yep. Tell you all, make sure you're there on his stream on Monday and show some fucking love, because this guy has been putting out so much for the community. He's a you know, I knew it before, but now that he lives here with me, he really cares about the community. He cares about the growth. He's talking about the, like, what he's got to do and how he's going to get there. We talk about this shit like constantly while we're working out, we're game planning and stuff. It's like, I love it. I you know, not to be sound weird, but it's like, it's fucking therapeutic to sit here and work out with this guy, get to know him even more, find out his passions, and see him execute them. You know what I mean? This journey is not an easy one. And to go from 5 viewers or 3 viewers to 100 viewers is a fucking long journey if you're not lucky, if you don't have the silver spoon or whatever, so to speak. And you know, easily you could quit. He was talking earlier about the podcast, right? And saying how many podcasters quit. It's super easy to say, fuck it, I'm done. I'm never going to do it again.
Yeah, even more streamers quit than podcasters.
Yep. And now, you know, he's not even considering quitting. He's on the other end. He's like, all right, I'm on the other end of the just starting. Now I'm on the pathway. Now, there's a pathway ahead of me and I've got to fucking trudge through it to get there. It's not even like, oh, a few more months of this, and if it doesn't turn out, I'm done. It's not even have that on his mentality. It's like I said, it's the opposite. He's saying, I you know, what's the next step? And I'm going to step up on there. And so I'm trying to help him. And I don't, you know,
next step is to get viral. Like the corn man.
Like the corn man. Guys, I'm telling you, zero, if you break everything down into zeros and ones, it exists or it doesn't exist. That's it. Right? A thought that you have independently, it dies with you unless you put that thought into somebody else's head. And then that thought stays alive as long as one of you stay alive. Mm-hmm. But if you put that thought into a lot of fucking people's heads, then you're fucking viral. So how do you do it? You know, I'm the fucking corn man. I'm Jimmy T. I'm Kevin. I'm CEO. I'm everywhere. And now I just got to start combining those things. And like Buddy said, just do it. Just fucking Nike it, you know? Mm-hmm. Get out there and actually make this shit happen. Jim, you got that fucking guitar out back there. You could just get up and start strumming it during a stream, singing.
Or smash it on your fucking head.
Or smash it. I was watching a streamer.
Fucking punk rock.
This girl stream, she plays the guitar and sings and everything, and someone was like, how much to smash that guitar right now? And she was like, oh shit, I should do a sub goal for that. And I'm just sitting here thinking, I would do that in a heartbeat. I would smash that fucking guitar for like 250 subs right now.
I wouldn't smash that. That was the first guitar I ever got.
Yeah, I would smash the first guitar I ever got because I don't give a shit about guitars. I'd smash them both.
Where are your guitars? Let's put them in the background of my stream and say, go, smash the fucking guitar.
Over my head.
I got an electric or two I'd smash over there.
There you go. That would hurt to smash, though, over my head.
Yeah.
The wooden one, you take the little the struts out on the inside, the little things, and then you can, that's how they do it in wrestling. So, Jeff Jarrett. I'll be honest with you guys, I'm fucking exhausted. I'm tired, I'm yawning, and I'm rambling. I don't have much else in me. But what do you guys got? Anything else you want to talk about before we wrap her up?
No, I think that's it for me today. I'm just angry at Nintendo. I'll tell you why real quick in GameStop, because I bought a new set of Joy-Cons for my daughter so we could play fucking Mario 3D World, you know, two-player.
And why'd you have to buy new Joy-Cons? Were they broken?
Well, no, because, well, one of them broke, but I only had one set. So we bought a second set. We bought a second set and an extra one because one was fucking drifting. So I replaced that with the extra one. Then we got a second set. And now, 32 days after I bought it, the fucking right one craps out and won't sync to the Switch anymore. 32 days, because 30 days after is when your fucking GameStop warranty is up. So now I can't fucking exchange it. And they're like goddamn $40 a piece. And that's fucking crazy. So I'm pissed off.
That is. I had so much trouble with those damn controllers.
I hate those fucking Joy-Cons.
Yeah, they're the cheapest fucking things on such an expensive unit. I mean, I feel like it's expensive because of how cheaply some of the parts are made. You know, they make it seem like, oh, you just clicky, clicky, clicky. Man, every time I'm like trying to shut in and have to like fidget it. They came out with the unit that's all, there's no Joy-Cons. It's just a one whole thing. And I love it. That one's the better one. But, yeah. You know, it's not as versatile. But I was saying last week,
I enjoyed it. That's all I gotta say. I like it.
For $50, you can get this, and then you can make your phone into a Switch. So, to each their own, you know.
It's not a Switch, though.
I mean, you can make your phone like you. It's immediately all the buttons work like a Switch.
I get it. I'm just saying, but
it's not a Switch, though.
I will say that I didn't have.
No, but you can play Stadia games on it.
That is pretty hard. I'm just saying, I enjoyed the Switch. I even enjoyed the Joy-Cons. The only problem is like if you do try to play two-player, it's very small for even a guy with small hands. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You know what they say about small hands?
Giant penis.
Stronger than a motherfucker.
Stronger than better grip. All right, let's see. Let's see. Trying to find someone to raid. Well, I'm looking for someone to raid. I'm just going to say thank you, everybody, for being here for the Backlog Podcast. This is episode 123. And, you know, we're going to be bringing more. We're going to try to start getting back into getting some guests on again that you haven't heard from. But stay tuned for, you know, look on our Twitter feeds and our Instagram feeds for when the next phase of this show. You fuck with this. And hopefully, I'd love to get guests on that show too. So every week, if we had like a different fourth panel, like, I'd love to see what Grampy Back would have to fuck with. You know what I mean? It's going to be interesting to see what people are like interested in listening to. And the first show will be like, oh, I don't know what to do. But like, for real, what I want is us to be honest. Like, I don't want to fucking listen to this. Move on.